I got this, though, not as a text message, but it came in a padded manila envelope. And when I, and handwritten, it says, you know, John Williams, Radio 720, WGN. And I open it up, and there's a CD in there. And with the CD is a two-page letter. And it's handwritten by a kind of old scrawled hand. And it just is so old school, it's almost quaint. I don't know if a pony delivered this to us or not, but it's the sort of thing that you think, oh, we don't get these much anymore. And then it's addressed to Chicago Radio 720 Music Session. That's me. It says, I come from a large family, but my parents gave, I just love that somebody, you know, lobbed this out there and hoped that we would get it, and we did. And by the way, he should come on with us around 2:35. So it says, Chicago Radio 720 Music Session. I come from a large family, but my parents gave all of us an opportunity to play a musical instrument. Four girls studied piano, and eight boys all shared playing the trumpet, accordion, clarinet, and guitar. Sister Laverne sang professionally. Growing up with music and listening to 91.5 Chicago radio over the years, I've heard many singers and writers of all kinds of music. I'm wondering if Radio 720 Chicago could play my granddaughter Celia's album and hit record number 3. Celia grew up in a house of music. Her brother Cindy plays the flute. No, her mother Cindy plays the flute, piano, and organ. Through the years, Cindy taught her children, Samantha, Celia, and Joel, to play the piano and organ. However, Celia, with encouragement from her dad, Craig, took it to the next level. Celia writes her music, plays the ukulele, and sings. Presently, Celia is attending Arizona State University studying management leadership. To help pay her way through school, Celia is doing gigs, playing the ukulele and singing, accompanied by her friend Angelo, who plays bass guitar. That's an interesting combination to think about, ukulele and bass guitar. The gigs are at local coffee shops, country clubs, local bars, and school entertainment classes. For Celia, though, it would be an honor, an award, a professional boost to hear her music on 720 Chicago Radio, acclimating her efforts, making great music. Thank you, Grandfather Roger Salvino. How can you not want to listen to that music now, right? So first of all, Cecilia is on line 7. Cecilia, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations. Whatever you did, you raised your grandfather right. What a nice guy he sounds like.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Well, you must be too. He thinks the world of you, as a lot of grandfathers do, and they say, well, my kid's a really good singer, John. Put her on the radio. Your ratings will go through the roof, mister. You get my granddaughter on the air. But son of, and so you know what happened, Cecilia? It's Cecilia, right?
Yeah.
Cecilia. Well, he sends us the CD. And I'm like, who's got a CD player? I literally had to find somebody. and then I go into production here, and Duffy says to me, he goes, John, just put it in your computer. You got a drive in your computer. Just drop it in there. Oh, yeah, right. But anyway, we sat around and listened to it. And the very first song we heard, we were both like, oh, wow, this is different. This is good. And then we're kind of snapping our fingers going, does this remind us of somebody or what? Just tell me a little bit about yourself and your music.
Oh, So I picked up playing the ukulele actually when I was 19. My mom, as you briefly said, she was a singer, piano player, amazing flutist. And so I was always raised with piano in the house, and I started with drums. But when I was 19, I remember being in St. Joe, Michigan, actually, and I walked by a music shop. And you know, when you get that gut feeling, and you either go with it or you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I got this gut feeling, and I just saw this ukulele hanging in the window, and with like every fiber of my being, I was like, I'm going to pick that up and learn it. So that's what I did, and from 19 till now, I've been writing all kinds of music and just playing gigs and getting out there, and it's been a great way for self-expression and to express other people's stories as well, which has been a great outlet for the wear and tear of, you know, being 26 in this current world.
Yeah, music can be a great way to express yourself and a great way to sort of just, you know, get away from it all, too. Did you say you're telling other people's stories, too? Did you say something like that just now?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, when I write, my lyrics aren't only about me. In fact, very rarely. They're usually about experiences that other people have gone through or stories that I've heard. And what really kicked off my writing was actually my first year in English class in college. I went to a community college out on the East Coast. It was a poem by Wilfred Owen, and it was about war. I'm going to say the name wrong, but it's Dulce et Decorum Est. And I heard that poem, and it jump-started my entire writing career.
How about that?
Just how beautiful it was, you know.
Well, so you and I spoke yesterday, and you've been talking to Elif a lot off the air here. I'm going to play two cuts, or parts of two cuts. The first one is what your grandfather sent to us. It's the first track on the CD. But you also told Elif that you're kind of morphing your sound a little bit, and so we have some of that as well. But this is the track one from the CD your grandpa sent. For a while. Okay, there's a taste of that. By the way, you know, Cecilia, how you said when you saw the ukulele and you had this gut reaction and you just go, oh, that's it, I've got to have that. When I've heard the first trill of your voice, I thought, oh my gosh, I love this. I just instantly found my ear leaning into that. What a great, did you write that song? Is that something I should know?
Yes, I wrote that song. Wrote that on lyrics, ukulele, everything.
Well, girl, that's fun. I heard the whole song. I'm not going to take the time to play it all here because I want to feature something else that you sent us. And when we come back from a quick break, I'll also tell you how you can sample and hear her music too. You got another couple minutes to sit with us?
Of course.
Stay right there. This is WGN. Trubisky's not going to play. What do the Bears play? They play Thanksgiving Day, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And Mitch is not going to be the starting QB. And everybody's all, you know, oh, my God. And I'm okay with that. He's been great. He's a great rusher. He's a good enough passer. Everything's clicking. But I think everything's clicking not just because of our quarterback. Now, that's not Aaron Rodgers there and why we've been successful this season. I'm out of my league here. Kevin, I don't know if he's listening to this.
I'm listening.
Do you think I'm making any sense?
Yeah, look, this is a game they can win without Mitch Trubisky. Now, Trubisky's had some games where he's been outstanding this year, but he's still learning. He's in a new offense. Chase Daniel has been in this offense for years now because, remember, Chase Daniel was coached by Matt Nagy in Kansas City. These are basically the exact same offenses. So Chase Daniel's a veteran. Yeah. This will be his first start in four years.
How about this?
But
tomorrow, you do not get one of the following two players, Mac or Trubisky. Which one do you want? Which one do you not want to have?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Which
John.
One do you want to not?
I
have?
I would say you gotta pick Mac.
That's
Mac
kind of
there.
What I'm thinking.
You mean you'd rather have Mac than Trubisky?
Yeah, right.
Well, but I don't know about that because the fall off from one to the other. I mean,
I'll say this.
The quarterback is more as a singular position than a defensive.
Yeah,
position.
The quarterback position is the most important position on the field, and the defense has been so good. Even without Mac, they were good.
Okay, so now we're changing our mind.
I'm changing my mind.
Okay,
I'm going Trubisky. Actually, I don't know. That's a good one, John.
Thank you.
Throw that on Twitter or do the news click thing or something.
It's a gift.
But by the way, Mac is playing. He's not on the injury report. This is a crazy hypothetical John's throwing out
it's
there.
It's a bad hypothetical.
I think Bears are going to win tomorrow, John.
We are talking now. Let's go back to our guest. I don't know, maybe she's got a feeling about this. Cecilia Salvino's on a phone line. Who would you rather have, our quarterback or our left defensive tackle? Cecilia?
I like our quarterback. I mean, He's done well.
Okay, there. Perfect. Now, here's what we've got.
That settles it.
Cecilia Salvino. Is your family from Itasca?
Yeah. So my dad was actually born and raised in Cicero. That's where my grandfather is from. So they're out there. But now my mom and dad live in Itasca. So, yeah.
Your grandpa sent us a really nice note about you, and he said, hey, could you just play my daughter's music? It would be great for her. And I thought, oh, good. Well, I'll listen to the music, and then we'll go to a coffee house in Cicero and listen to you. But you're in Arizona right now, right?
Yeah, I'm out in Arizona. It's a lot warmer out here than it is by you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so your stage name is Ceil Sal, Ceilsal, right?
Yes.
And your website is soundcloud.com/Ceil-Sal, Ceil-Sal. To buy her music, search August Moon on ReverbNation.com. Reverb Nation's a good site. They host a lot of music. ReverbNation.com. And just type in August Moon, and we'll find you. That sounds like a pretty straightforward way to do it. Go to ReverbNation.com, search August Moon, and you can buy some of her music there, including this song. Typical of your sound now? Is this what you're doing these days, Cecilia?
Yeah, so I'm moving more electronic. I'm kind of evolving from my, I like to say, Bob Dylan-esque feel.
She's gone more electric! Oh, my God! Outrage!
Yeah, I've gone electric.
Well, yeah, the ukulele, like Dylan. The ukulele thing worked and is perfect, and you still feel your voice in there, but yeah, it's kind of got a different, funkier sound now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it changes. Artists change, vocals change, everything just grows with you.
So what we just played is one of your new tracks, and actually it'll sound better when you hear it at home. I recorded that a little hot, so it sounded slightly distorted there, but you get the feel of it. Listen, Cecilia, when you come to Chicago, would you swing through our studio and bring a ukulele or whatever it is that you have with you, and let's meet in person and listen to you live here as well, okay?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm actually flying in for Thanksgiving, so maybe I'll see you then.
I hope so. And if we don't work it out this holiday, sometime real soon, Cecilia Salvino. Thanks, Grandpa. She done good. To buy her music, search August Moon on ReverbNation.com. Our best to you, Cecilia. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha.